Hello, my fans, friends. Welcome to the Rich Herring podcast feed, powered by Acast Plus. Thanks to everyone who's come to see the Can I Have My Ball Back tour so far. It's been going really well. I've got a 4-star review in The Standard, 4-star review in The Telegraph, who once called me the worst comedy experience of the year, so that's a turnaround. People have been coming, people have really been enjoying it, and it's getting better and better. The only gigs this week are both in Pocklington, the town I was born in, near York. There's a couple of tickets left for the evening show and a few more tickets left for the matinee, I think about 4:30. But love to see you there, Yorkshire. Pop along. Check richardherring.com/ballback/tour or richardherring.com/gigs to see if I'm coming near to you. There are tickets left for nearly every show in the tour. I think Norwich has sold out. And a couple of gigs in London could do with your support as well. Anyway, please listen to the podcast. Do spread the news about the podcast to your friends. Listen as much as you can. Numbers are slightly down, which may affect the future of this podcast. So just leave it playing, even if you're not in the room. Love you. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy whatever it is you're going to listen to.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the ballroom at the Assembly Rooms. Please welcome a man who has now seen Ginny Garofalo and the Garofalo at the same Edinburgh Fringe. It's Richard Herring. Thank you so much. Oh, hello. Thank you for coming, everyone, my fanish friends. I love to see you all. We've sold out. Hooray. Finally, good. It's good. Thank you so much for coming to Richard Herring's Let's Salute Tim Key podcast. Though I was hanging out with the Gruffalo just now, and the mouse and everything, and there's a rat. What else was there? Giant who takes his clothes off. They all call it Ralastaba, so that's good. I hadn't come up with one. I just made that up off the top of my head. That's lucky. I've just been to the, if you've got kids, I mean, again, most of the shows I'm going to recommend are for kids. If you haven't got kids, go anyway and just look strange. It's Julia Donaldson who wrote the Gruffalo doing the Gruffalo. It's her doing it. I thought it'd be just her at the side going, hi, it's me. I wrote this. Here's some actors. No, it's her and her husband and her sister. Who are all quite old. It's good. I don't mind. And two young actors who can act. They're doing the Gruffalo and... I've just literally seen it. What other things are in it? I had to go for a wee in the middle of it. My son started heckling towards the end. It was pretty good. But it's like going to see Hamlet and William Shakespeare's doing it. It's like going to see Hamlet, like the best of Hamlet, Macbeth, Tamer of the Shrew, Merry Wives, and just it's William Shakespeare. Pretty good, you know. You don't get that with many things, do you? It's all right. I was too nervous to ask Janine Garofalo if anyone ever mistakes or how she feels about the Gruffalo. Because she'd be annoyed, right? It's like she was here first, then the Gruffalo comes along. No such thing. And I also saw an adult, when it's, you know, a show that grown-ups can watch. I went out with my, I had a date with my wife She's on in the evening. We're not really seeing each other. I fell asleep on the sofa before she got home last night because I'm up at 5:30 with the kids. I'm a great husband. If anyone's on the look for a husband, I'm great. That's not being such a good husband, is it? And so we went for a date. We went for a lovely meal and we saw Sophie Hagen, who's fabulous. Do go and see Sophie Hagen. I'll give away her very end. I don't think it's really a spoiler, but she said right at the end that a 13-year-old daughter of a friend of hers said she found out that Sophie did stand-up and said, "Oh, how retro." So that made me feel pretty good about myself. Don't know if there's any 13-year-olds in today. Give us a whoop. No, where they go. Is there anyone under 45 in today? Oh, there we go. That's, yeah, look at that. I'm pretty cool. I'm front down with the kids. Let's crack on. We've got a fantastic guest for you today. He is probably best known for his portrayal of magic flute-playing monkey Tim Key in the as-yet-unproduced cartoon series that I am going to produce if it kills me. It's Tim Key, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tim Key. Tim Key. It's Tim Key. Tim Key, Tim Key. Oh. Come on in. Tim Key.
Thank you.
They put us really close today. They put the chairs really close today. I'm not usually this close to the guests.
I've got no frame of reference. I don't know where they usually are.
I like. They're usually further apart. If you can imagine them a bit further apart. I like it. I could reach over. I could do that. I feel like we're having a nice time. You brought your own drinks on. It's nice.
Leave your hand there.
It'll change then.
Are you in or out?
It'll change the...
That's a nice watch.
Thank you. It's a little bangle. That's quite nice. That's the flirtiest I've ever got yet on this. You've got to be careful these days, Tim, that kind of stuff. What, you can't touch people. It's not like the days of Wogan where he was all over money.
I think you can still touch Richard Herring.
Okay. Oh, how are you feeling?
Not bad.
I don't think I can do it holding your hand. Maybe backstage. You remember me talking about Tim Key? Tim Key, the
rings
monkey.
The bell, yeah.
It's only just quite recently been on the other podcast, and I think Tim Key, little monkey playing a flute. I've got a script of it. I thought let's start with this.
I've written the script.
Okay, I'm going to sing the theme tune, then you're Tim Key, and I'll do all the other stuff.
Oh, you're in it as well, are you?
I'm in it, yeah.
All right, so you've written it and you're in it.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a cartoon, so as long as we read this out, then someone can illustrate it. Is that the word they use? Yeah, illustrate. Yeah, that's how they do the illustrate cartoons.
It's probably animate.
Okay. That woman says it's illustrate.
It's animate.
Okay. I haven't come up with a tune for this yet, but I'll go. He's a cheeky little monkey who's also rather cute. He can solve any problem with a magic little toot. His instrument's enchanted and no one can refute. It's Tim Key the monkey and his magic flute.
Hoi! Thought it might need a hoi just to get
it. That's good. All right, then, you're Tim.
Hello, I'm Tim Key, and this is my magic flute.
Is that the voice you're going with?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Tim Key, and this is my magic flute.
I wonder what adventures I'll get up to today.
Yeah, could do a few takes, because we can just edit it down.
Well, they'll illustrate it afterwards.
Help me. My cat is stuck in that tree. Meow.
Oh, you're playing the cat.
I'm doing all the parts apart from you.
I can help. I'm Tim Key.
The magical monkey.
The same. It's good writing, isn't it?
Thank you.
Did you write it with me in mind?
I did. I wrote it with you in mind. I wrote it this morning before I went to see Julie Donaldson. So if I'd done it after I'd seen Julie Donaldson.
Oh, you can't write this sort of shit after Donaldson. Got to get this done, then see you, Donaldson.
Okay.
The same, though I should point out that I am a regular monkey. It is my flute that has magic powers.
This isn't the time for semantics, Tim Key. My cat is in trouble. Meow!
It's not great, this is it. I mean, it's in a tree. It's not that bad.
Timkey, help him.
Okay, here I go. Do I need to say this?
Yes.
But it's going to be illustrated.
Oh, no.
Okay. Okay, here I go. I'm climbing the tree now.
Timkey, watch out for that wasp nest.
Bzzz. Ow, I'm being stung by wasps.
I know, I can clearly see that. There's no need to explain what is happening.
See?
Meow! Save my cat, Timkey.
He's just on the end of this branch.
We can all see that, you idiot. Are you sure that branch can take your weight?
Why is that line in there?
I didn't have time to go back and edit it.
I weighed myself this morning, 13 stone 4.
Wow, that's good.
Yep, naked, with a bit of pressure on the sink.
Yeah.
That's from my show. I think it'll be okay. I'm just a small monkey. If I can just reach him.
Crack!
Looks like I spoke too soon. Ah!
Splat! Are you okay, Timkey?
No, I'm not. I've smashed my fucking face in.
Oh, dear. Well, never mind. The cat came down on his own. Meow! One thing I don't understand.
Go on.
Why didn't you use your magic flute to rescue the cat?
Oh, yeah. No, I forgot about that. I'm a dark.
There you go. Very good. So someone can illustrate, if anyone wants to illustrate that at home, just illustrate it, send it in.
We could, I mean, we'd get a room up here, couldn't we? Attic.
We could do that, I think, yeah. I think this time, if Julia Donaldson's allowed to do it, I can do it, can't I? I can play all the parts.
You were very good as wasps.
Did my best. So tell us about your other show that you're doing, apart from Timkey, the Magic Flute Monkey. It's called Mulberry.
It's called Mulberry, yeah. It's about lockdown.
Yeah, I mean, was there any question in your mind about doing a lockdown
show?
No,
zero.
No question.
It was quite a big thing, wasn't it?
It was.
I'm surprised not more people did it, actually.
Yeah.
I think everyone second-guessed and decided everyone else was going to do it, so no one did it.
So nobody
And meanwhile, I did it.
Yeah.
So it's unremittingly 100% all about lockdown.
Good.
Yeah.
Did you had quite a tough time in lockdown? I mean, is the poetry thing come out of... Is it a poem a day you're doing basically through lockdown?
In lockdown, yeah. I started writing poems in the first week of lockdown, and then after about 5 days, thought, don't know whether this is the right thing to do, because you still had the horrible phrase, Italian footage. So everyone was sort of finding out how bad taste that was. But I never wrote about, you know, the coronavirus. It was all about the concept of being locked down. And after about 5 days, I wrote one where there was a kind of nice reaction to it. And then that was it, really.
Okay.
I was an unstoppable train.
Do you call it the coronavirus?
I can't remember. you know the virus I mean.
I do know the virus. I'd say COVID-19 or the coronavirus. But I know the coronavirus is good too.
It's all coming flooding back. What do you call the things that go over your face?
Mask.
That's it.
So I read a review because I said to you backstage, I would love to have come and seen the show before.
I think you meant this as well.
But you're on at 10 o'clock at night.
What time's Sophie Hagen on?
Like 5:30.
Okay, fair enough.
4 o'clock or something.
Yeah.
So like, you might as well have put your show on the moon as if you wanted me to see it. I had as much chance as I was asleep. 9:30 on the sofa. I fell asleep on the sofa.
Then in that case, that's a perfectly good alibi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll have to tell me about the show. Could you do it? Could you do it now? Because it's sold out. These people most of them have just come to see you do the...
I can do it.
Can you do it in 46 minutes?
I can definitely do that.
Yeah.
Am I doing that?
It would take the pressure off me. Do you mind me putting it out? Do you mind me putting out as a podcast?
No. Can you get the money, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, fine, yeah.
Get all the money. Can you just tell me... Were you drinking quite a lot in lockdown? Have I gleaned? You had a relationship trouble? Is it true or is it... This is what I've gleaned from my perusal of the internet.
I'm drinking quite a lot in relationship trouble.
Yeah.
Look at the state of your notes.
What?
At least definitely for me.
Yeah. Look at the state of the. This is like, you know, when Guy Fawkes was executed, there's the signature before he gets tortured and the signature after he gets tortured.
Yes, that? I know that.
This. I just want to show you. Oh, this is just for you mainly.
Do you hear about his Parliament stuff?
Yeah, he does. I can't find it, but I was writing very neatly for me in the early podcast.
Do you ever write with block capital? Look at that. Wow. Yep. That's fantastic.
And then that's how I am after 9 days at the Edinburgh Fringe.
Scrawled questions about Key. Were you drinking a lot in lockdown?
It says says the lockdown was an alcoholic fug of lockdown.
Yeah.
Where you worried about your career, your status and your sanity. And there was something about I don't see you as a sexual being, Tim. No offense. That's why I feel comfortable holding your hand, because I know it can't lead anywhere. I sort of imagine you with just...
Go on, how are you imagining me?
I'm imagining... If you take your trousers down, it's just a flat, smooth surface.
Like an
action man. No anus. I think your mouth stops just right behind your teeth, so you couldn't even get something in there, really.
Do you ever watch Parkinson interviewing people?
Do you not do this?
He doesn't sort of say to Oliver Reed, no, I'm imagining you don't have an anus. Am I on the right lines here?
Imagine if he had, though. Oliver Reed might still be alive today. Yeah. He'd only just talked about it.
I was a non-sexual being in the lockdown.
Okay, good.
Yeah, pissed off my face.
Yeah. I stopped. I started drinking in lockdown and then stopped drinking after 9 months of the lockdown.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and I haven't had a drink since January the 1st last year. I've stopped. That's like quite... I can't even count how many months that is. It's too many months to count.
Well, you're odd.
Yeah.
I think it's 20 months.
Yeah, about that, something like that.
Yeah. Wow, that was my plan, but I drank on the first Friday. Beavertown neck oil. Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't drinking much.
No.
But just to have some structure, I would... this takes me back. At 7 o'clock, I'd open a Beavertown neck oil.
AM or PM?
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay.
And then
I don't know what Beavertown neck oil is.
Well, it's like a sort of mass-produced craft ale.
Okay,
it's quite sort of fruity.
Yeah,
got cartoons on the side, so
yes,
it's
that's something to look at.
It's fun.
It's illustrated.
It's illustrated. Well, no, it doesn't move.
If you drink enough of it, it does.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd open that. And then I'd open a bag of cashews.
Yeah.
And then I'd write some poems, and that was my my evening.
Yeah. And then, I mean, you've done two pretty big books worth of poetry from this experience, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It turned into a book. The first one, I started doing these poems, and then I talked to my mum and dad on something called a portal.
Okay.
Which is like, FaceTime or whatever. And it was such an insane conversation that when it ended, I wrote it down. And then that went into the book. And then I started, the book is called He Used Thought as a Wife. And in a way, that it was sort of like that. I kind of was, my book was very, very useful for me in those lockdowns.
Yeah.
Just was constantly just writing and constantly kind of processing it all. And I find my writing, I really like reading it back.
Yeah, so that's good. It's good that someone does, Tim, because, you know, it's nice that...
Have you ever seen One Foot in the Grave where Richard Wilson, Victor Meldrew, writes a sitcom?
No, I don't.
And he's just got his typewriter and he's typing away, and then he's just like... He starts reading again. He's just absolutely howling with laughter. I'm like that.
Yeah, good.
It's very funny stuff, though.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, yeah. So, I wrote one in the first lockdown, and then the second lockdown started, and just sort of found myself doing it again, really.
Yeah. It's well, they're very interesting. I do love them. Do you want to read a couple of them?
I can read a poem.
It's hard to talk about them without sort of going. They're hard to explain, aren't they? You don't do that. If I had, I don't know, Pam Ayres on, a proper poet.
Big if.
Then I wouldn't go. How did you write that thing about your teeth? Would I? I wouldn't do that.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd just say, read it out in your funny accent. So
yeah, you'd probably ask her whether she had an asshole or not. So take it from there.
I wouldn't start with it, but I'd work up to it.
I'm not saying you'd start with it.
I'd work up to it. I'd make her read a little play out that I'd written, and then I'd say, have you got an arsehole? That's quite good. Yeah. I might make that an emergency question, because one day someone's not going to have one, aren't they?
Not
some
today.
Celebrities don't have arseholes.
Okay, I can't find the poem.
Okay, good.
I can read another one, but it won't be about lockdown. Does it have to be about lockdown?
It could be anything.
Oh, lovely. Well, I'll read one that's like, you know, escapism then.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute.
We can edit this bit out.
Well,
not of the live performance, unfortunately. Yeah.
Okay. I wrote this one yesterday.
Okay.
I sat down with a couple in the boozer. Didn't even ask, just pulled a stool over, slammed a pint down and said, cooey, or similar. Then I've put, ha ha. This fella's chat was shit, I must say. I started snorting my derision and that buggered up his flow even more. I kept mimicking his divvy accent and passing notes to the girl asking her what she was doing with this clown. They moved to a different table. I got myself another drinky, went and joined them. I was being a real pain in the neck, blighting their evening. Yeah, that's that one.
That's good.
Yeah. I'll just keep him coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can go from emergency question to serious interview to poem.
Okay, good. We can do that. It's lovely. Thank you for sharing.
And a bit of hand-holding.
Yeah, the hand-holding's nice. It's like, you know, it's like having... I've just seen Julie Donaldson, now I've got you reading your own... It's like having William Shakespeare reading his own sonnets now on the podcast. Yeah. If I could have that, imagine that.
Big if.
But in 300 years' time, people will be going, he's actually got Tim Key reading his...
How do you think people will still be listening to the... Yes.
And I'll still be advertising stuff on them. I'll leave just a lot, me saying a lot of different words and what I imagine products will be called in the future.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then...
And you can also do interviews with what you imagine a famous person might be in the future.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I can just have the questions. That's easily done.
Yeah. I can play someone from the future. Okay. Next time I come on... Because you can't keep interviewing me about my asshole.
Well, not if you don't have one, I can't.
How many episodes have you done of this?
A lot.
Yeah.
Like, way too many.
Yeah, yeah.
Way too
many. I've been on 9 times now.
Yeah. This is officially episode 401, but I've done 100 Edinburgh ones apart from these ones, and also about 26 that I just didn't give a number to.
So
and about
401.
4 that didn't go out.
But was 400, did you present that as a special one where it's episode 400 and got Ed Gamble on and mentioned it?
Oh, actually, it's not 400, it's about 403. Episode 400 was Janine Garofalo.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
What a woman.
And she's incredible. You've worked with her.
I have worked with her. I've been stuck up a mountain with her.
in Asia, so there we go.
In Asia.
Yeah.
In Nepal. Near Kathmandu.
Yeah, okay. Good. Nepal, I know.
She doesn't drink anymore.
No, she doesn't drink anymore. No. She stopped 20 years ago.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she told me that.
Yeah. That's what people who don't drink anymore do.
Yeah, I was fucking lashed.
I think she would like to drink. I would like to drink.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I saw a funny clip of you being mentioned on University Challenge. How do you feel about that?
Well, actually, I talk about that in my show.
Do you?
But what happened was when we got out of lockdown that first summer, I then got to do a something flying. I got to do a bit of TV.
Yeah,
Please Like, it's called Liam Williams' show, and it was really stressful because. I had to learn loads and loads of lines because they did all my bits on 1 day, 2 days. And so from doing nothing for all of that time to then doing that was quite hard, and I was very bad. And then I got in the taxi and then got sent the scripts for the next day, and there was just too much to learn. And I had to get up at 6. And so I got home at about 7:30, and I just thought, well, I can't even watch anything. I just like made some pasta. I thought I'll just sit for 10 minutes and then I'll learn these lines. Turn the TV on. It was University Challenge. And then the next question, he goes, the next round's a picture round. And I'm like, fantastic. That's a bit easier. And then he said, he said, can you name this British comedian? And my face is pinged up. And I'd had such a bad day. And I was so stressed. And then these fucking dweebs just... Not an arsehole between them. Picton, Rideout... Parker, Walker,
yeah,
Zhu, Triggs, Jackson, and Weaver, staring at me, and then there's a long pause, and then Paxman says, "Well, he's obviously got a bit of a way to go before he's a household name."
If those things catch you at the wrong point in life, as it clearly did then, I remember that on like quite an early episode of Pointless, there was it was like double acts and complete the double act, Mel and Sue. And,
oh, lovely.
Yeah. And there was Lee and blank.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Lee. Stuart Lee.
Yeah, Stuart Lee. And he used to be in a double
Stuart
act.
Stuart Lee and... He's fantastic.
He is good. He is good. Three people remembered. Oh. And that sort of, and I was just at a point, and it just, it sort of, it would, zero would have been better in a way.
No,
than
it's
three.
Not.
At least you could go, I was a pointless answer and help someone. Mm. But I got three.
No, I was pointless.
Yeah, were you? Mm. You were the first pointless.
No, I was pointless.
You were pointless. Oh, in the Edinburgh Award winners.
Famous Tim's.
That was it.
That's a very compassionate face.
Famous Tim's, though, as well. What a...
Henman.
A lot. He was high.
Very high.
Very high.
Too high. For his tennis.
Yeah. Was there a clue to your name, or was it just name of famous Tim?
There must have been. I can't remember. I've probably got like a screenshot of it somewhere. People send it to you, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Well, you must have been pointless when they... I definitely remember one where they said who's won the... I think it might have been nominees for the Edinburgh Award.
Oh, really?
You'd have been pointless on that as well.
Why would I have been pointless on that?
Because no one would remember you.
No.
I don't know. You know, I think do people still? I wanted to talk to you about because you won that in what 2009, something like that. Was
must it? Must have been 2000 and yeah, yeah. Nine. It was 2009.
And it's a big deal, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
It is a big deal. But it's one of those things because some people go on to be some people.
Oh, fuck off!
Especially some people don't. Some people come up here for 35 years and never even get a nomination. So
wow, that's clumsy.
That. Yeah.
Are they thinking about doing another show?
Thinking about coming back. Some people have done that, never been nominated, and now considered too successful.
Wow.
To be nominated anymore.
Do the judges come into this sort of thing?
I don't think they can. I don't think
might there be a little judge?
They might be in here just for fun.
Snooping about? Taking an interest in Richard's conversation show? It's all improvised.
It's all, yeah, so therefore not that.
Oh, yeah. What do you want to know about the experience of winning a Perrier Award?
Was it nice?
Yeah, really nice. Really?
Do you think? I mean, you were doing pretty well anyway, and you were in lots of things. Things were coming up anyway. Was it a help or a hindrance in the immediately speaking?
No.
Neither.
No. Well, what had happened was we'd just done I was in a sketch group at the time.
Yeah.
And called Cowards, and we had just got a commission to make three episodes for TV.
Yeah.
So that was really useful because it meant that I didn't do any meetings or anything. I didn't capitalise at all on anything.
No.
Just could win it and then go home on the train and read all the nice messages from people and then place my award, you know, spend an afternoon working out where that should go and then go to work.
Yeah.
And just, but the main thing it's done for me is I just sometimes think about it. I really like it.
Yeah, it's nice to have the validation.
And there's that long list of all those people.
Yeah.
And they're your sort of heroes.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah. Some of your heroes aren't in there because they've never been nominated.
That's
right?
True as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. There's some big names missing from that list.
There are.
Yeah.
Well, Stuart Lee.
This could be his year.
It could be. Let's hope so. What happened with Cowards? Because Cowards is an incredible roll call of people who've gone on to be extremely important in TV.
Yeah, and I'm in there as well. No, that's a joke.
It should have been, you know, it was a big Edinburgh show.
Should have been
it?
What?
It should have been like a big. It should have been like a big TV. This happened a lot with sketch shows around the noughties and the early 2010s.
Well, our one went out at the same time as Horn and Corden's one. And I felt like that their stuff was on a lot more of the side of buses and things.
Yeah.
And our one just sort of quietly was on BBC Four. I mean, it got well reviewed and things, and I think it's pretty good. But what was annoying was it was like they call it a pilot series.
Yeah,
it's the same sort of period as The Thick of It was a pilot series. They just made three of them.
Yeah,
and then they gave them a full series and then another series. And I thought we were so kind of new that we did this pilot series, and I thought we did it quite well, but we were learning as we were doing it.
Sure.
So I thought they should have given us three more, and then we'd have known that those three would have been better than these first three. And then we might have been able to make some, you know, really good second series, but it was just three. But I'm quite, you know, obviously glass half full about it because we got to, you know, we did two Edinburghs and loads of like live stuff in London. It was really fun. And that's kind of quite precious to look back on that because they were amazing times and we were all just sort of new and doing it. But it is nice that we have like this three episode thing to look back on. You know, when we're really old, but there is something that will always exist of us doing it.
Yeah, that is nice. I feel it's there. You know, their error is compounded with every year that passes, and you see how well all the people in that are doing, and that it could have been that.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens a lot. You know, a lot of times that things, you know, don't get off the ground. And then
it's quite good though. If you haven't seen it, it's quite. It's on the internet somewhere. You can just sort of you know how to use the internet. Not fucking idiots, are they?
They know how to use the internet. They know how to. I didn't ask you many emergency questions last
time. Oh,
here we
go.
So I'm going to ask you some emergency questions.
Fantastic.
Assuming you have a penis.
Ooh.
Well, have you ever tried to suck your own cock, Tim Key? I can't believe I've never asked you that question.
Yes, I have. Yeah.
How did it go for you?
It was in Josh Pugh's show.
Okay.
No, I don't think I have.
No?
No. What's been your feedback answering that question?
I mean, most people have tried, and most people have not been successful. I think I'm among the more...
Successful is an interesting sort of word to use. it's, It's a type of success, isn't
it? It is, yeah. It's a type of success.
It's not a Perrier win.
It's a long time since I tried, but when I was about...
It's a long time since I tried.
So I might be able to do it now. 40 years ago, I could just get the ending.
Which end?
Good question. If you, Tim Key, could go into a chrysalis like a caterpillar...
Big if.
...dissolve...
Mm-hmm.
...and then come out as anything you wanted, you could choose what you emerged as, what would you emerge from the chrysalis as?
What, rather than who?
Could be what, could be who, could be you with could be you the same as you are now, which would be a waste.
That'd
be
a waste of
the... Be you slightly altered?
I think it's dolphin time.
Yeah?
Good. Can I keep my face?
Yeah. Sure, we could arrange...
Maybe one hand.
So you want to be a Tim Key-faced one-handed dolphin?
Yes, just so I can shush other dolphins.
Very good. Yesterday I was talking about this. There's a show up in Edinburgh, and the tagline of the show is "It's like Mr. Bean crossed with The Shining."
Brilliant.
Can you imagine a worse pairing of two films that would ruin both films by putting them together?
Yes, can definitely do
that. Yeah, go on, let's see what you can put
that
together.
That would be... have you seen Elephant?
Elephant?
Hmm.
Yeah, I've seen The Elephant Man. Is it the same as that?
No. It's quite a slow-paced film charting the afternoon of the Columbine Massacre.
Okay, yeah, I'm aware.
So I'm going to cross that with... Grease, maybe.
I think it might. It might improve Grease. Is all that might make Grease a better. I think it would definitely make Elephant a worse film, but it might make Grease a better film.
Yeah,
I think the genius of Mr. Bean mixed with The Shining is it makes both films much worse. You couldn't enjoy, because do you think it's Mr. Bean as Jack Nicholson, or do you think Mr. Bean as Sissy Spacek? Because if it's Mr. Bean coming through going, it's Johnny, it's Johnny.
Yeah.
That's not going to be scary or particularly, I mean, it's a little bit funny, but not particularly,
no.
Particularly funny.
I suppose it starts with those, you know, big tracking shots, but he's in his mini.
Yeah.
What, and do you know the bit where the axe comes through?
Yeah.
Is it Turkey on the Head time for that?
It could work. I mean, now we're spitballing it. I wonder if getting the rights to both Mr. Bean and The Shining in order to do that. I mean, it would have to be Rowan Atkinson, well,
yeah,
in it, right?
Yeah. I can get Atkinson.
You can get Atkinson.
I can get Atkinson.
Okay, so we just need...
My friend is friends with Atkinson.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, I can get Atkinson.
So we need Stephen...
Atkinson's a shoo-in.
Okay.
Probably a little bit of money to get the old rights to Bean.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
The rights to Bean and the rights to The Shining.
Shining, I'll let you deal with that.
Okay.
I'll bring Bean to the table.
Okay. I was watching you in Witchfinder this morning.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's, did you do any... I've read a fantastic book about witches in...
Can we talk about the programme? Go on then, what's this book?
I was going to... It's The Ruin of All Witches by Malcolm Gaskill. I did a book club about
him. He was the... what's the word on the show?
Oh, was he? Was the what's the word? Yeah. Oh, good.
What's that called?
The
consultant.
Consultant, yeah.
Or like, you know, historical...
I thought he was going to be the stuntman.
No.
The stuntman on the show got him interested in witches. Yeah, well, he knows all about witches, so he'd be a good person to have as that.
Yeah, he was great. He was great at that.
Did you research... I was going to ask if you read... A lot of research.
No,
because it's quite...
Some actors do. I do understand that is part of some people's process.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't know. I didn't do that, no.
Because it's quite a faithful... It's like, you know, it's quite... It's,
oh, well, I wouldn't know.
Well...
Was it like that in those days?
But it's quite dramatic. It's not like, I mean, it's funny and it's a comedy, but it has the look of a real drama about the subject.
Yeah, it has some scale at times. Yeah.
It's all right, isn't it? It's quite good. What was it like working with Daisy May Cooper? I found it problematic. But I don't know if she's on a script, whether she's allowed to say she hates you more than her husband to your face and threaten.
Did she say that she hated you?
Yeah, during Taskmaster, when she was drawing it, some people might remember this. She was drawing, had to draw an animal with just using lines, and she drew something that didn't look like any kind of animal, and then got furious at me for not recognising that it was a hippopotamus, and then said she hated me, more than her husband, who she subsequently divorced, I think. So she really meant that. And I thought she might kill me for a second.
Yeah, no, I think I had a better experience with Daisy. She's a dream to work with.
I think she's fantastic.
I think she's one of the greats.
Yes.
I think she'll go down as one of the greats.
I think she will.
She's very, very funny. But she's, she's trained. She's got, it's quite intimidating.
Yeah.
She went to RADA.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but you've acted.
I'm a good actor as well.
You're very good. So
I'm a natural.
You're a natural. You're very extremely well. It's a beautifully formed piece. It's like, it's,
yeah. I don't think we're doing another one.
No.
That might be an exclusive.
Okay.
Yeah, but. It's a shame. It'd be nice to do another one. It'd definitely be nice to work with Daisy again. I mean, yeah. She is. There's one bit where it was like really emotional, and it's very interesting working with Daisy because she just. I must have worked with someone else like this, but anyway, she can just cry.
Right.
It's quite amazing when it happens.
Yeah.
It's just like real. Is that a cry? A baby crying?
That's her at the back. She can do any kind of crying. The crying of a baby. See, why didn't that baby shout out when I said, "Is there anyone under 13 here?" Could have made me look very cool. And just wait to now to announce yourself. I'd be scared of coming out the other end, but I really wanted to do a sitcom where she was my wife, where we played.
Oh, great.
I think she would be, because we had an interesting relationship, but I loved her, and I'm not sure she liked me in return. Did she talk about me on the set?
She talked about Stuart a lot.
Did she? I want to get her on here, but she's, she's too successful to come on.
Yeah, I'm about the right level, aren't I? Right. Sort of quite big in Edinburgh, but yeah. Not much going on. Yeah.
She's always working, doing films and stuff.
Should we take an emergency poem? Okay, the suit guy measured me up. He muttered the stats as he went. I didn't exactly love the figures he was quoting for my waist. Pardon me, I ejaculated. He repeated the scandal and moved his tape to my inside leg. He was humming as he worked. I grabbed his wrist, moved it back up to my hip. Recount, I snarled. I'm not having some bald tailor associating that kind of number with my girth. I breathed in and told him to stretch his goddamn tape, told him we could do better. 38? He asked. I didn't love it, but I sensed that was as thin as he could go. I nodded and put him back into my inner thigh. He reported its length. He was smiling. There wasn't an ounce of fat on this guy. The whole thing was rigged. That's that one.
Do you think they'll be studied at university eventually, these
things? I think they... I actually genuinely think they will.
Yeah. Good. So do I.
All I've got to do is... I'm one death away from my stuff being considered important.
Yeah. Well, you sort of do have to be a little bit dead as a poet.
Yeah.
So even just a little bit dead.
Yeah. Do you have any favourite alive poets?
I prefer them if they're dead. I prefer if they've been like shot in World War One. That's my favourite. My favourite kind.
Well, yeah, the ones who've died in a duel are usually quite good.
They're good. I think if they can die just at the last minute in World War One, that's my favourite kind of poet. You think, if only they'd declared a truce a week earlier.
Pam Eyre scraped through World War One, didn't she?
She got through. How old do you think Pam Ayres... You're a bit younger than me. How old do you think Pam Ayres was when she got famous? Because it seemed like she was really old to me and that she's still going. She must have been like... She must have been like 25 when she was doing that. Oh, you wish, do you remember Pam Ayres, everyone? Oh, you wish I'd looked after.
You're asking them to remember someone who's still going strong.
just checking.
It's like saying, to remember Graham Norton.
Just checking that they know who she is. It's all fine. How many penises do you think there are on the Bayeux tapestry?
Oh, wow. Well, there's a lot.
Yeah.
I went and inspected it 3 years ago. On New Year's Day.
Okay.
And it's a real eye-opener, that tapestry.
Yeah.
Is it your favourite tapestry?
Well, I would say it's my favourite embroidery.
Okey-doke.
Because it's not a tapestry.
Oh,
and
right.
It's not from Bayeux either. It's made in Canterbury.
Right. You've sharpened up on your language.
Yeah.
Would you say it's an animation?
I'd say it could be.
That could be. That thing that they do when you like a mood board? When we find our illustrator,
yeah.
We can put the Bayeux tapestry as like, we want it to look. This is the look we want.
Yeah.
Basically. Old and shit. With lots of penises.
Yeah.
How many are there? I'd say there's probably 400.
No. No, that's an over.
No!
That's an over.
What a horrible interviewer.
That's an over.
No!
You've overestimated by four times there.
Okay, I'll go for...
a little bit more.
90.
93. 93 is the correct answer. How many dog penises do you think are on there?
Dog penises?
Yeah.
Okay. Dog penises. It's come to this. Five.
No, zero.
Give myself that one, I think.
Yeah. There's 93 altogether, mostly horse.
Sure.
Four or five human, one on a corpse. They're all erect, apart from the one on the corpse of the humans.
Sure.
The horse penises are generally
could be watching
flaccid.
A show at the moment.
Just seeing what you know.
You're not just seeing what I know. you've come here with an agenda.
See what you know about the Bayeux tapestry. You think it's a tapestry first of all? And that's when I lost respect for you. Yeah.
You can see why I thought it was a tapestry.
Yeah. Hey, you're in a big movie that is about to come out in September.
Sure.
Called See How They Run.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Have you?
Yeah. Shut up.
Think someone else has seen it.
Trying to talk about my career, yeah? No, it's very good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Good.
It's the British Knives Out.
Okay, good. That sounds good. Yeah, I like the sound of that. So it's sort of based around the mousetrap.
It's based around the mousetrap.
Yeah.
There's a murder on the set of the mousetrap.
Okay.
It's a good idea, isn't it?
That is a good idea.
And all the greats are in it. Adrian Brody's in it.
Yeah.
Saoirse Ronan. Sam Rockwell.
Yeah. Babies are pressed. Reese Shearsmith's in it. He's going to be a guest in the future on this podcast.
He's not exactly not in it. Yeah. Is he coming?
He's coming on this, to publicise that film.
Oh, well, yeah, no, quite right. He'll do a better job of publicising it than me.
Well, rather than you say he might not be coming on now, you said if they just listen to the first bit of this interview and they go, oh.
Actually, I watched it with Reese Shearsmith. Okay. He's very good in it.
Right.
It is...
Who would you say was the worst person in it? If you had to pick one performance out as being bad...
Stephen Mangan.
Yeah.
He's not in it.
Yes, yes. But your career seems extremely exciting. I'm a bit sweaty. I've got a bit sweaty. Have you got a bit sweaty? Oh, God, time's flying. I could talk to you all day.
Yeah.
Should we talk all day?
No, I'm going to the Ukrainian ballet.
Okay. Janine Garofalo talked to me. We could have talked to me all day, but she had to go to the toilet in the end. But you do big movies, you do sitcoms, you write poetry, you then sell... playing cards of on your
website. Yeah, I do
website.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, which is... Not many big movie stars sell merchandise on their own websites. That's why I like you. I think, you're down to earth.
Yeah, thank you.
You just get the idea that you're not getting paid as much as the other people in the films. Because they all get lots of... They're paying a lot of money to be in the films, right?
Well, they pay
you a lot of money to be in the... If you go in
and
a movie.
See how they run?
Yeah, for example.
I can get the figure up.
Okay.
No, they pay you a bit of money to do these things. You know how the industry works.
I do. So you're doing, it's interesting because you've
got... Shall I read a poem?
You're working all the time, you're doing all these different things, and yet Jeremy Paxman can be rude about you.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I sort of fit in the margins, I think.
Yeah.
I quite like it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's preferable, especially if you're working all the time, it's sort of preferably working all the time doing amazing projects.
Yeah.
And nobody have the faintest clue. Can you walk down the street?
Yeah, can you?
Yeah. I mean, I can...
have to do a few selfies and stuff, but I can walk.
I can walk anywhere. I'm good at walking.
Can you swim?
I'm all right. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't like to do it down the street.
No. No, I can walk down the street, and I quite like that.
Could you walk down the street in Edinburgh, or in Edinburgh are you...
Weirdly, it's exactly the same in Edinburgh.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Alex Horn came up for a few days.
Yeah.
He can't walk down the street.
No.
But I can walk down the street.
How does he get around?
Well, he walks down the street. With a moped helmet.
Yeah. Okay. Did you do a No More Jockeys?
We did, yeah.
Yeah, how did that go?
it was good fun. It was long.
So, with a live audience? In a venue, or was it?
With a live audience, yeah.
And did you have unlimited time?
Does anyone ever have unlimited time?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did, yeah. Well, we were the last show on, so we started at 11:30.
Right.
And finished, I would say, about 1 o'clock, probably.
Okay.
But then... the show went on until 1:30.
What happens if everyone fucks up immediately on a show like that?
Well, Alex and Mark, they don't fuck up. They don't make mistakes. Those two are good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who won?
I lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark won.
Mark won.
Mark always wins. Alex is always second, and I'm always third.
We've got
a new series.
It's on TV?
I'll double check with Mark, but I think, no, it's on the internet.
Okay. So you're doing some more.
Yeah, we're doing some more.
Yeah. It's
you're
good.
You're right. It's not. It isn't a very good career, is it?
No, it's not. You know, it should be.
This has been a bit of an eye opener.
I do. Come
Have
on,
you
just...
got an agent? I need an agent.
Have you? You haven't got an agent. My manager's in today, if you could get in.
Oh, who's that?
It's John Thode from Avalon. Join him. He's here, so you can be rude to him if you like.
What? Would you be interested, John?
I think you probably would.
I do a mixture of stand-up and poetry. I also
films.
Act. Do you... Oh,
lovely. He's not stupid. I mean, he's got me, so, you know... Anything above that. There's one easy to knock off his roster and very successful.
Is it one in, one out? Okay. So
who can I get rid of? Should I get rid of Frank Skinner? No.
No.
David Baddiel? No. Richard Herring?
There's an idea.
Oh, we've got plenty of time. I'll ask you another emergency question.
Oh, lovely. Do you know where your emergency questions are?
I don't know. I put them in. Oh, here they are. They're in. I put them in a special book so I don't lose them.
Yeah. I like that book.
I'm going to try and find one.
Have you shown the audience what the book looks like inside? It's quite funny, isn't it? All stuck in.
I've cut them. I couldn't be bothered to write them
stuck
out.
Stuck in like a serial killer.
Cut them out again. Have you ever seen a ghost?
No.
Okay. I'm glad. If you were God, what flavour would you have made ejaculant? Because it feels like God didn't even consider that people were going to eat it.
I think I'd keep it the same.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. And I'd also have other stuff tasting like that. I think that would be the taste of vanilla ice cream.
Okay. Would go down well. Would you rather have a ham made out of ham or...
Pardon me?
Would you rather have a hand made out of ham?
A hand made out of ham?
Ham or...
Yes, I'll do that.
Wait.
I'll do that one. I want the hand made out of ham.
Okay.
It sort of is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sort of is.
Yeah. It wouldn't be like a huge shift.
No.
Would it?
Well, I think it would be kind of cooked ham that you could eat is the difference.
Oh, nibble on your fingers.
Yeah. Would you like that? Yep. Compared to anything, it could be anything else. You don't even know what the other option is.
No, but I think I'm happy with still the hand made out of ham. Great. Yeah, well, thanks, but... How easy is a client, John?
If everyone else in the world left in a spaceship and left you behind, so everything belonged to you...
Mm-hmm. I've got everything.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Where would you live?
Cuba? Off the top of my head, okay. Obviously.
What painting would you have on your wall? You can have any of the paintings.
Oh, right. I'd have... There's a painting called The Queue.
Okay.
Which is a Russian painting, which I was quite taken by once.
Yeah. You studied Russian, right?
I did, yeah.
Did I know that about you? Did I ask
you? Well, you must have known that because you've just said that.
No. That's not necessary.
Usually if you've said something, it's because you know it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you still speak Russian now? Da.
Da.
Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. I'll edit me out saying da and then you'll get them off.
Really?
No, yeah.
Do you edit this?
No.
Who does?
No one.
Oh.
Unless we say something.
Are we recording it?
Hopefully. Yeah. Unless we say something so terrible.
Oh, yeah.
About, I don't know, Prince William pegging someone or something.
Pardon me? Pardon me?
Prince William pegging people. You heard about Prince William pegging people? He likes to be... Oh, no, he likes to be pegged.
Oh, what's pegging?
Actually, we put it out. I don't know why I'm saying we'd cut it out because it went in the last one. It's where... I feel bad bringing it up because you don't have an anus, and I've just realised. So it was distasteful of me to bring this up, but it's where someone sticks a
go on
a representation of a penis
in your anus.
So you can find out if you're maybe not equipped with a vagina, you can find out what it would be like to be entered.
Well, I think that's us, is it?
How about this question, just to lighten the mood before we go?
Yeah.
Do you ever worry you've already lived your life and are now in a care home with Alzheimer's disease? And what you perceive as reality is just the distorted memory of the first time
that's
happened.
Beautiful. That's a lovely question.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's poetic.
Will you worry about it now? I've brought it. It does concern me. Because that must be, if you are in that situation...
Yeah.
When you're reliving it all,
you
must think it's the first time.
Yeah.
So chances are, this isn't the first time, is it? This is a member. At least we lived till we were old enough to get Alzheimer's disease. That's the
That's true. Good side. So See How They Run comes out. I think it's on the 8th of September.
Do you want to do another poem?
Yeah.
Let's do another poem. We can close on a poem.
Okay, close on a poem.
Do you make it light? Make it not about a royal family member.
Oh, no, it won't be about...
What do you think about Prince Andrew and all the stuff that he went through?
This is a quick one.
Yep.
Chris darned his condom in front of his electric fire. Then he's... I won't do that one. Barry went to the shops and bought everything he needed for the rest of his life. The carrier bags were so heavy. He got chatting with Mrs. York on the way home, and after 20 minutes or so, the handle sliced his fingers off. This one's very good.
Yeah.
The best man didn't... Have you been a best man?
Yes, I have.
Who to?
Mike Cosgrave. Old Mike. Devon Cosgrave.
What?
Mike Devon Cosgrave. He's from Devon.
Mike Cosgrave. Okay, how was it?
It was good. I was pretty good. It was... Half his family are French, and I did a little bit in French.
Oh, of course.
And they went crazy for it.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Où est le timbre?
Yeah.
Where are the stamps?
Yeah. What I did was the only bit I could remember from my French O-level, which was puisque les tombes se tournent au beau, pourquoi ne pas en profiter? Luckily, it was a very nice day, so it made sense as well. It means what? Because it's...
I'll press on with the poem, I think.
Okay. You asked.
The best man didn't prepare a speech as such. He decided he'd just see what came to mind. In the event, nothing really did. He was largely silent. Once or twice, he'd look over at the bride and groom and say, "There they are."
Very good. You're doing Mulberry in London. Are you going to tour it? You're touring in London?
Yeah, doing Mulberry in Soho Theatre.
Yep.
On, I think, the 29th of September for 3 weeks, I think.
Oh, terrific.
And then going to Manchester and Bristol with it. And then I think there'll be more after that.
Great.
Yeah.
And we can see you in the cinema.
See me in the cinema and see how they run, which is a very... I actually really enjoyed the film. I've got a very small part in it, but it's a very good film.
Good. Yeah, I've heard fantastic things. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please give it up for the star of my upcoming cartoon series as well, Tim Key, the magical monkey, the magic... I've forgotten what it's called. It's Tim Key, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tim Key. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're back tomorrow with Sanjeev Kohli. Steal some tickets. Come along. Thank you very much.
You have been listening to The Hullustopper from the Edinburgh Fringe with me, Richard Herring, and my fantastic guest, who I know you know who it was. I'm not going to tell you again. You're not stupid. Thank you to Scant Regard for playing this music. I'm indebted to my technician and friend, Rhys Thomas. I'm also indebted to Chris Evans, not that one, and to all fantastic crew at the ballroom, at the assembly rooms, and everyone at the assembly rooms in Edinburgh. What a fantastic lot of people you are. Thanks for all your help. This is a Sky Potato Fuzz and GoFasterStripe.com production. Hey, if you want to buy Tim Key's fantastic poetry books or those cards that I mentioned or any of his other merch, head to timkey.co.uk. You won't regret it. Fantastic stuff, as you've heard on that podcast. Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thanks for listening. RichardHerring.com/gigs. GoFasterStripe.com for all my books, downloads, all that sort of shizzle. Oh, yeah, I know all the cool words. And would love to see you on the Can I Have My Ball Back tour if you can make it. Bye.